Peace, love, and light to the family. What's going on? It's the Prince Richie Moon, and this is the Richie Moon Show. And before we get on to the veggies of, you know, because they like to say it was before we get into the meat of it, but I'm a vegetarian. So before we get into the veggies of it, gosh, do I owe my listeners an apology? I can go into these fantastical reasons of why I have not done a strict podcast, but there is none, because I have to take into thought that there are people that don't have Instagram. There are people that are not on, that are not subscribed to my YouTube page. So they don't know that I have been putting out content during this entire time, because they are listening to the Richie Moon Show for the updates. So for the people who just strictly listen to the Richie Moon Show podcast, I sincerely, from the depths of my heart, from the top and the bottom, east, west, for we have four ventricles of it, from all four ventricles of my heart, I apologize for just going MIA from August all the way to November, because so much happens in that time, and so much has happened in that time. And I am going to attempt to catch you up on it. You know, I don't want to make this too mundane. I want to give you the highlights of it. And, you know, as much as things change, they stay the same. The date today is August 19th. I am recording this podcast at exactly, what is the time? The time is 1:30 a.m. And I was supposed to do this podcast earlier today, but things just didn't happen. I got a phone call from my Uchiha clan brother, and that threw my energy off. Not in a bad way, but it just made me focus on other things. So I am going to attempt to elevator pitch what's been going on with me and why did I name this Finally Home. I'm going to get into all that, but before we get into story time of Richie Moon, baby, y'all know how we do in the Richie Moon Show. Ashe to the ancestors. Ashe to yourself. Ashe to all your accomplishments. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sticking it out with me, because I know for a fact, you know, as a listener, sometimes it's very satisfying being a person that listens to the Richie Moon Show. And sometimes it's just like, dude, what the fuck? Like, you just went MIA on us, you know, literally and figuratively. So once again, I am offering my sincerely apologies. And note that I don't like apologizing for this. I don't like people asking me, do you still do the Richie Moon Show? So I am taking accountability, and I will do my due diligence so we never have to have this conversation again. And with that being said, relax your mind, let your conscience be free. You could have been anywhere else in the world, but you're here with me. Even if you were out walking, you're driving, you can still find a place of relaxation. For those who have the benefit of being at home, lying down, being, you know, in a relaxed position, I will allow for you to indulge into that and to double down on that. And just let all the tension in your body go, all the way from the top of your crown, all the way to the bottom of the soles of your feet. Just let it go. Let the day go, the night go, what he said, what she said, what you saw, what you heard. Just let it all go. Just let it all go. Let it all go. Let it all go. Let it all go. And when you hear the sound of the bowl, I want you to take a big breath in for 4 seconds. Hold for 4 seconds and release for 4 seconds. You've heard this plenty of times, but if this is your first time tapping into the Richie Moon Show, thank you for taking your time to listen. And secondly, this is called box breathing. I like to call it the 4x4 breathing. So on the count of four, I will hit the sound bowl. We will take a big breath in for 4 seconds. We will hold our breath for 4 seconds, and then we will release for 4 seconds. 1, 2, 3, 4. And And with that being said, who's ready for story time with Richie Moon Bay Bay? So the title of this episode is called Finally Home. And it means so many things. I will give you the metaphorical. I think I may have to tell both simultaneously so it can make sense, because finally home in a literal sense and finally home in very much a metaphorical way. So I'm going to elevator pitch this, because I go into detail about this in my other works of art. Speaking of works of art, shout out to everybody that's purchased Cracked Heart Corrective Vision. This is how long it's been since we've spoken one-on-one, and I do apologize again for that. That is my fault, full accountability. I came out with a work of art called Cracked Heart Corrective Vision. It is, I don't like to just call it a poetry book, because it is more than just a poetry book. It is art. It is verbal Reiki. It is words that are intricately locked with these images, and both of them are one and the same, two sides of the same coin. So yeah, it's more than just a poetry book. It's a work of art. I will never just refer to it just as my poetry book. It is a work of art. Is it a collection of an intricately told story through words, pictures, and symbols. And I am so fucking proud of myself for that. It is really one of my greatest accomplishments. And it made me feel empty. Not empty in a way that is... It made me feel empty in a way that I'm getting out my dream. I'm getting out what I need to say. I'm expressing myself. I'm giving birth to something. And that's good. So when I say I'm feeling empty after that, that may not be in the same context as you're usually used to hearing that. You say I feel full after that, but I don't feel full. I feel empty. And for me, that's a good thing. I've given birth to something. When I'm full of something, that means I'm birthing something. Something, well, I don't have a wound, but like something is, it's in the oven. It's, you know, but not to say that there's not other things in there, but you know, it's empty. I've cleared the space. You know, sometimes you have to make space to make space. So I say all that to say that being finally home for 107 days, my root chakra was so out of balance. You know, I did not have my own home. I left Miami naively. Well, it wasn't a naive move at the time, because this is at that time, at that particular time, that is what I wanted, that is what we wanted. I'm referring to a young lady who we were going to move in together. You know, it seemed like we were going down a path of relationships, but you know, things didn't turn out that way. And in my own ignorance, I over-relied on somebody, which I should have not done. So, you know, full accountability. I'm not pointing the fingers at anybody, you know. So it is what it is. And during those 107 days, I had to stay with friends, deal with people I didn't want to deal with, really, you know, motels, hotels, Airbnbs, hostels, and some nights I stayed on the beach. You know, it doesn't bother me to speak about these things. I don't feel bad about it, because the lessons that I learned from it are priceless. I learned so many things about myself in that process. I did so much growing. And this is gonna sound really, well, it is what it is, how it sounds. I really activated not giving a fuck about other people's opinions. And that may sound cliche, but I think it is important. It's always important to have balance. So I think it's important to have a balance of having people around you that you trust their opinion. You know that they have your best intentions for you, and you tell them things because you need a backboard to bounce it off of. But I think also there needs to be a part of you that does not give a fuck about what other people have to say about their opinion. You're not seeking their validation. And these could be people that are very close to your breasts, you know what I'm saying? Very close to your heart, that, like I said, have the best intentions. They want to see you succeed. But even then, there has to be a part of you that, of course, you're going to heed their advice because they do have the best intentions. But there also needs to be a part of you that does not give a fuck. As long as you're not harming those people and you're not harming yourself, then you can't give a fuck, because the pair of glasses that the creator gave for you, you can only see through. That's your vision. That's not everybody's vision. They'll see aspects of it, but they'll never see the totality of the story, because it is your story that you are the writer, director, producer, agent, all of it of. And they are just co-stars, so they're not going to see all of it. You know, and I've really developed a healthy dose of that, because someone, oh, you should do this, you should do that, you should do this, you should do that. And it's just like, it's really easy for you to say that in the comfort of your own home with your feet kicked up. It's not the easiest thing for me to accomplish while I'm at an Airbnb or a hostel or a hotel or a motel or staying with a friend or staying with a young lady. Full accountability. Y'all know me. You know, staying with a young lady for the sake of having a place to stay, you know. So I have a lot of, I have so much work to do. Having sex for that reason, it's a fucking disgusting. It's really disgusting. And no knock on her. It's really no knock on her. It's really a knock to myself, because I had no intentions of taking anything further with her. And, you know, and that's just a straight up, that's an ice cold fact. You know, what does that say about me that I'm laying down with somebody just for that? You know what I'm saying? So through this 107-day journey, I went from the lowest of the lows to the highest of the highs, because I thought that about myself a lot. Like, you're giving up your phallus because you need a place to stay. You don't fucking like her, bro. I mean, she cool. You know what I'm saying? But God forbid you shoot the club up. It's not what the fuck you want. Straight up. For all those who don't know what I mean by shoot the club up, I mean, get somebody pregnant. Come inside of them. Doesn't necessarily mean get them pregnant, but you adds to the it adds to the potential of it happening by you doing that. You know? So during this 107-day journey, I learned about that, about self-worth, about this longing that I had for a relationship. And then I realized it's not a relationship that I have. It was the lack of relationship that I had in my childhood that is making me feel like this, because it's making me feel like I just want to connect with somebody, and I know I have a light to me. I know I shine bright like a fucking star. So how dare I not connect with somebody that's... Damn, how do I say this without sounding like a dick? Well, it's not sounding like a dick, because it's the truth of the matter. And the truth of the matter is, I did not have enough self-love. I did have the self-love, but I was ignoring it. I was ignoring my own intuition and the voices in my mind that were telling me better, because I wanted a connection with someone. I think that had a lot to do with my abandonment issues as a child and not feeling worthy enough for a connection that matches my frequency, just taking any connection, because any connection is better than no connection. And perhaps I was more susceptible to that vulnerability and that part being open because of the situation that I found myself in. Like I said, I ain't blaming nobody. And I feel like I am justifiable in pointing a finger at the situation that I was in because of the false narrative that I was spoon-fed. But it's okay. You know, I'm not. One of the things about the manosphere that I'm in and this level of my life is I'm just not blaming anybody else. I made my own decisions. You know, so I'm not going to point the finger at anybody except for myself. And now, in the act, that does not mean that I don't hold other people accountable, because I definitely do hold other people accountable. Matter of fact, I hold people more accountable now because I am just taking my energy a lot more serious. The things that I went through with this 107-day journey and all of these stuff, these, I didn't necessarily learn anything new, but what I learned to do is to double down on the things that I did know. What I learned was to trust my intuition more. Lean into that first instinct. Go back and read my old notes. Listen to my old podcasts. And listen to myself. And really take my own advice. And I am so proud of myself for that, because I felt like a lot of the times I was listening to other people too much or cared about their opinion. So throughout this 107-day journey, I've developed a healthy dose of not giving a fuck. I think everybody needs a balance of not giving a fuck about what other people think, because the Creator put that vision on you. And of course, others are there to help you to navigate through that vision, but nobody's ever going to see that the way, nobody's ever going to see the story the way that you see it, because they're not the main star of that story. They're the main star of their story. They're just a co-star in your story. You know, you can't be the version of people, you can't be the version of yourself that other people want you to be or think that you should be. You have to be the version of yourself that you want to be and that you work to be. And throughout this entire process, through the hotels, the motels, the Airbnbs, the hostels, the staying with friends, I feel like even though financially I may not have been in the best place and my root chakra was just all out of whack because I wasn't grounded, I feel in that time period, I really found what I liked, I really found what I didn't like, and I really drew a line in the sand with this is what I'm going to tolerate, and this is what I'm not going to tolerate. And that's more importantly, from myself. What I'm going to tolerate for myself, what I'm not going to, nipping things in the butt and just taking full autonomy and accountability for myself in a way that I have never done before. Like I said, these are things that I knew before, but like I'm just double downing on it. And through this process of just bouncing around from here, there, everywhere, I also learned how magnetic my energy is and how much of an impact that I leave on people. So there were a lot of good things to take away from it. There's so many good things to take away from it. you know, finally home. When I say finally home, I feel like I'm really becoming a man in the sense that I am just taking 100% accountability for everything in my life. I'm finally home in a sense that, on a physical sense, on a sense that, yes, I have my place now. So my root chakra can settle. And when I ground, that is when the creative juices can flow even more. And that is when I can do more. Because I'm not just in this perpetual state of being on the go. I'm not in this perpetual state of just, I don't want to talk too loud. I'm staying with somebody else, or, you know, I can't get too used to this because, and, you know, of almost worrying, of being in survival mode, of being in this perpetual state of survival mode. And I'm hitting the soundboard a little bit because I knew what I wanted to say, but it was just hard for me to admit that out loud. It was really hard for me to admit that out loud, but I had to. I needed to. You know. Though a lot of it was painful, I don't regret any of it. I really don't, because I needed, I could have learned a lesson in another way, but I really needed to learn. I really needed to relearn a lot of those lessons that came back around during this 107 days. You know, I'm finally home in a sense that my creative juices have just been, they've just been there. They've been there. You know, I'm finally home in a sense that for the first time ever in my life, I always thought about the future, but I feel like this is the first time that I am really putting in the tangible steps to create alchemy. The thoughts that are in the darkness of my mind, I am bringing them to the light and making them a 3D physical thing that I and my and others can interact with. That's alchemy right there. And I am taking the small steps every day to get there. And I think before it was a lot of talk, some actions. And given the situation that I just came out of and never ever wanting to be there again, I know that I am finally on the path to being on the journey to kingship. You know, I call myself a slow manifester because I will speak about things years. Like, the Richie Moon Show came out in June 2022. The idea for the Richie Moon Show was first birthed in 2018. Things with me take their time. So actually, sometimes what ends up happening is when I'm in the middle of doing something, I'll get bored of it. And the reason why I'll get bored of it is because it's just like, this has been on my mind since 2018. Now we're here in 2022. It's like, I'm already, you know, and just using that as an example, not saying I'm really ready to do it, but I'm ready to move on to the next thing. Because I'm already manifesting something, you know, I'm manifesting something else. I don't even want to say that as big or as grand. I'm manifesting something else. But by the time I get to that, you know, a lot of things have happened. So what I have also learned in this 107-day journey of finally coming home is one of the best things you can do ever for yourself is to cut the distance between the thoughts and actions. This is a great time for me to use a shameless plug. You know, Cracked Heart Corrected Vision there is a work of art there where, you know, I speak about this, you know, hit the nail right on the head. Excuse me, it is 1:52 and I have been up all day. Excuse the yawn. The disc is called A Lifetime. The distance between actions and words can be a lifetime, and it can be. So what I have done now is just cut that in half. You know, I spoke on this earlier. I just don't want to be pregnant. And, you know, I'm a man, so I can't get pregnant. And I don't give a fuck what the mainstream media says. Men cannot get pregnant. We are not built that way. Women get pregnant because they have ovaries and vaginas, and men don't. End of story. I don't want to be pregnant. I don't want to be pregnant with ideas. Well, that's... Let me reword that. I am always going to be pregnant with ideas while simultaneously giving birth. So I just don't... What would happen is I would be pregnant. If you've ever seen Family Guy, there's this character, I think it's Joe's wife, and she's just been pregnant the entire show. The show's been on for like 10, you know, more than 10 years, and she's just been pregnant the entire show. She's never given birth. And I don't want to be that. I don't want to just be the guy with just the great ideas. And it's like, oh, okay, these ideas are wonderful. They're spectacular. But when are you going to ever birth them? You're just pregnant with ideas. And then you just end up aborting it. When are you ever going to birth these ideas? So now I'm at the stage where I'm birthing. Cracked-heart corrected vision is the catalyst to a multitude, a cornucopia of ideas that I have been pregnant with for a long time. And now they are basking in glorious light, as they should be. You know, I can't keep encumbering myself, you know, with I can't keep encumbering myself with the thoughts, with the ideas. You know, I have to, even if it's on a subconscious level, I have to insinuate, I have to suggest that things get done. And the reason why I use those particular words, because I was going to go back to New York. The only thing I regret out of the whole back and forth thing with New York and Miami is I didn't document it, because fuck, that would have been such a good hook for the vlog Moon's Eye View, whether I was going to go back. And I remember sitting on a beach. Before I say this, I want to say this. You know, I love affirmations. Some of my works of art are affirmations. I love, you know, the big pot, the power of positivity consumes you. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the New Day. You know, I love that. I love affirmations. You know, I have 42 I am. I love affirmations. I love it. But sometimes, put the affirmations away. Put all the inspirational quotes away and all that stuff. Not, you know, that stuff is great. But sometimes it is truly the power of suggestion that can change your entire life. I was sitting on a beach and I was really like, okay, I think I'm done with Miami. Well, not that I'm done with Miami, I just felt I was giving up in some ways. And, you know, I convinced myself that I need to go back to New York and do this, blah, 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 blah. And I remember sitting on a beach and it was just like, but what if you made it here? And it was just a small suggestion. And that small suggestion has really gotten the ball rolling, you know. And so I say all that to say is, you know, it, sometimes just suggest things to yourself. The power of suggestion is powerful. It is palpable, it is gripping, it is a living thing immersed in this 3D construct that we call life. So as we start to begin to land this plane home, bring this plane home, land this plane, you know, I get out of this 107. I think this is a very interesting story. So I bartended an establishment. I'm just not saying her name because I'm not giving her no fucking promotion. Respectfully. Or not respectfully. Not respectfully. I make money there. And I was speaking to this couple. They seemed that I had an unk earring. They're older Christian couple. And they were curious about it. So I started explaining it. And, you know, started telling them the similarities between Christianity and what, you know, I called it, you know, Egypt, so they can relate to it. And I broke down Kemite, you know, I'm not going to get into the Todd Mary people and all that, but, you know, kept it on a base level so they can understand. They were very intrigued by it. I feel like I brought some clarity to it, to their misunderstanding of what, you know, they thought Egyptians were just, you know, pagans and all this. A lot of people think that because they don't take the time to read. It's just really, people just don't read. From releasing a work of art collection, you know, verbal Reiki, people just don't read. Part of the reasons why I put images with them, it's like, ooh, look at the colors. Oh gosh. They had an efficiency. And they told me that they felt my vibe, they felt my energy, and I told them I was going back to New York, and they said that I shouldn't, and you know, they had an efficiency, so I moved here in the efficiency. So in the, you know, to bring this full circle, yes, I am finally home. I have a home. After roaming for 107 days, you know, I'm really working on repairing my root chakra and grounding myself in my foundation, because the more that I'm grounded in myself and my foundation, the easier it is for me to unlock the keys, unlock the hidden treasures in my mind. And when I'm doing that, when I take the keys and I can unlock more of the hidden treasures in my mind, then I can turn around and give brother the knowledge to do that. I can give sister the knowledge to do that. You know, each one teach one, you know what I'm talking about. So I'm at a place now, after this 107 days of being home, and being home in this creative space, in this where I'm just letting it go, where being home is, for me, when I say I'm finally home, I'm finally in this place where it's, I want your opinion. I actually do care about your opinion, but there is a larger, healthier part of me that just doesn't give a fuck. Because when nobody was there, I picked myself up and I made it happen. I made the light come from the darkness and the darkness come from the light. Because it's a simultaneous exchange. So, being finally home, it means the world to me to be able to speak to you at this time in space right now from my home means the world to me. You may take that for granted, but I don't take that for granted, because for a while I did not have that. It feels wonderful. My heart has become lighter. Just going through my rituals, taking accountability for my actions, being the best version of me, letting my creative juices flow, not giving a fuck what other people say, still being respectful to their thoughts and their opinions, but not giving a fuck. You know, I feel like I am finally home with myself. And I think that's one of the best things ever. And I love that for me. I am finally at home with myself. I am at peace. And yes, because I'm in a physical place, but I'm at peace in a sense that I am chasing perfection, knowing that is an unattainable feat, but in the pursuit of affection, and in the pursuit of perfection, you hit constant strides of excellence. I'm being the elite, and I'm staying the elite, and I hope that you hear this, and some of this energy transmutes onto you, and that you constantly strive for perfection, knowing that you'll get constant strides of excellence in it, that you're putting your best foot forward out. And I love that for you, and I love that for me. So with that being said, I don't want to take up too much of your time, because there is a lot more detail that can go into the story, but that is the veggies of the story. That is the important parts of the story. And as time goes by, and as you hear from me regularly, maybe we'll get into other parts. But believe me, I didn't leave out anything that, you know, you still got the full gist of the story, as you should. With that being said, speaking of my poetry and just being, you know, given a shameless plug, and hey, it's my platform, it is what it is, I would like to end the show with a thank you. This work of art was inspired by Maya Angelou. This work of art was also inspired by a young woman that I met. She had said some words to me. She just came up to me and she said some powerful words to me. And she made me smile. It made my heart smile. It made me physically smile, because I was just in such a dark place. And through that darkness, she seen the light in me. And much like the ibis bird, the head of Tahuti, she reached inside of me and she pulled that lightness out of me. And she seen me. And she recognized me, not in a sense that she knew me, but she had seen a reflection of her hurt in my eyes. So she had really seen me. And sometimes we just want to be seen. Sometimes we need to be seen. She's seen me at a time that I really needed that. I don't know that woman's name. I don't know if I'll ever see her again. I believe those are angels. So thank you to that angel that came and said those beautiful words to me that inspired this work of art. Thank you for seeing me. Thank you for speaking to me. Thank you for giving me a reason to smile at the moment. Thank you for the hug. Thank you for the eye contact. Thank you for the acknowledgement. Thank you for asking. Thank you for sharing a laugh. Thank you for being you. Thank you for not judging this book by its cover. Thank you for choosing curiosity over assumption. Thank you for this shared moment in time. Thank you for taking the time to find out what I was thinking. Thank you for giving me your undivided attention. Thank you for seeing me with your eyes closed. Thank you for reading this. Thank you for listening to this. I am the Prince Richie Moon. This is the Richie Moon Show. This has been a moon's eye view. I promise you, I guarantee you, you will hear from me in the very near future. And you never have to wonder where the Richie Moon Show has gone again. Once again, I am the Prince Richie Moon. This is the Richie Moon Show. And this has been a moon's eye view. Peace, love, and light. And I will catch you down the road.